our challenge in an emer in a frontline organization like the emergency department is implementing it. And that's the thing I want to convey. Implementing an evolving and almost changes on a daily basis in infection control is difficult and stressful, because in terms of training our staff, making sure that we all know what we're doing, that is challenging. We run a large department, and any single change to our normal practice can, you know, requires a whole level of retraining. And so that is one of the major stresses of working with a global pandemic, constantly changing goalposts.
Mm. Have you found any particular sort of approaches that have been helpful in allowing you to do that?
So again, it's the use of technology. So as you can imagine, any healthcare worker or senior clinical leader has an email inbox which is inundated with messages. That is outside of a global pandemic. As you can imagine, throw in a global pandemic with constantly changing infection control policies and how we're supposed to protect our staff, that number of emails from every manager, chief executive, medical director, consultant microbiologist in Public Health England, and research bodies, including doing the pre-study, your number of emails in your inbox will just go through the roof. At one point, I had 407 unread emails in my inbox, because it's just the barrage is unstoppable. So in order to talk about strategies of how to improve that, we've within Microsoft Teams and also on our staff intranet, we've actually created more of a one-stop shop in terms of COVID-19 information resource hub, with different sections ranging from infection control to staff testing through to management of patients in a central repository. Going back to kind of low numbers in the emergency department, each patient, because it's a different level of using your brain. So we are used, as I said, used to seeing complex illnesses and injuries and high levels of sickness. And because we are used to dealing with that flow and that kind of pattern recognition and following protocols and guidelines, we just go into almost like a Formula One pit stop mode. We work well as a team, come together, use our expertise and execute what needs to happen. Mm. But if you throw in infection control policies that we're not used to working within, and having to deliver that same level of care with personal protective equipment and different ways of labeling samples, taking samples, sending things to the laboratory, communicating with families, it throws you, because you are asked to perform the same acts that you are so used to and quite skilled at performing in a very different way. And that is the stress. Hmm. It's almost like asking a piano player to play the melody with the left hand that they normally play with their right hand.